Welcome to lesson one. In this first lesson, I'm going to give you a little bit of background about myself and a little bit about how this backstory helped lay the foundation and the cornerstones for the information and the things that I'm going to try to explain and teach you, and hopefully at the end of this course, help you move your life forward in a way that you feel like you have some key steps that you can take to actually go out there and take action. Action is one of the most important follow-ups to any time you invest your time and energy into learning something. Is you got to take action, because it won't matter no matter what you learn. So this story kind of begins when I first turned 30. When I first turned 30, I had one child and I was going through, I had a career, I had a fairly successful job, but deep down, I felt very empty. And when I turned 30, I was triggered with this idea and this feeling that I think at this halfway point, I'm not sure if at the end of my life, there's going to be anybody there to care whether I'm here or not. And that was a strong realization for me, because it allowed me to have this visualization to understand the gap, which if we can't understand the gap, then we can't necessarily understand how we can take steps to close the gap. But that first gap of understanding, like, I don't think I have a significant amount of people in my life that I am actually influencing and helping in a way that they're going to be there at the end of my life. And part of just being human, I think you want to feel that. You want to know that you contributed something to other people in their life, and not feeling that is something that was really eating me. And being a veteran, and the idea of service is something we're very used to. And so the idea that we're not serving anymore, and that realization that I don't know if I'm doing those steps to get there, that was a hard, hard feeling for me to recognize. But from that point, it still didn't just come through straight. It still came through in a way that I still didn't necessarily know what to do about it. It was still a very depressing feeling, probably for about a year and a half. And there was highs, there was lows. I probably got really good at hiding it and sometimes, and got really bad at hiding it in others. But there was a question that someone asked me, and it triggered me to go deep into this feeling and this gap that I was having. And that question is if you want a result in your life that you've never had, then you need to do something that you've never done. And I started thinking about it, because it really hit me. I'd never heard that question. And there are a lot of results that I've never had, but that I want. And then I was like, well, those are probably because I have never done something and I need to do something different in order to get a different result. So I was like, okay, I understand that. And then the idea, when I started thinking about, like, why don't I have people at the end of my life? Why is there no ending where people care whether I'm here or not? I reflected backward in time and essentially realized, like, through most of my life, I've been an inward person that was not always willing to lean out and be a friend, or didn't feel comfortable stepping out and saying hello. Like, I would always not say hello instead of saying hello. And it was just that natural feeling of pulling back instead of leaning in. It was through high school. It was in the Marine Corps. It was after the Marine Corps. All of those times, I was always leaning back into myself instead of leaning outward. But all those times, I never really had any friends. And if you think about it, friends are one of the very first steps in order to have someone at the end of your life that cares that you're no longer here. And I was like, you know what? I really have never successfully engaged people in a way that would create strong friendships that where they would care whether I was here or not. And so then through that process, I realized I think I need to go out and make friends. And so when I realized that, okay, I started thinking about, okay, friendships, this is that thing that I don't have a lot in my life and I'm trying to get more of them in my life, where's an easy place to start? And so for me, we had a park in our subdivision, and I was always there, and there were always dads there playing with their kids after work, and I always wanted to say hello, but the standard Ben Colloy didn't say hello. And so after this realization, one day there was a dad, and I just reached a point, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to say hello. And it turns out they were wanting to talk to me just as much as I was wanting to talk to them. They were just waiting for someone to go first. And as I started this process of just saying hello at the park, I started to get good at having conversations. And by the third dad that I met someone that was a veteran here locally, about 45 minutes away. And I was like, wow, that just happened. I just met someone that I have a very strong bond with, and I'm still friends with him almost 7 years later. But that happened because I started saying hello. And that hello proved something. In that core part of saying hello, I realized it was far bigger impact in my life than just trying to get friendships. Because when you say hello, you begin steps to build understanding, to build commonalities, to understand what that other person is going through, to maybe help them get through something that they're trying to go through. All of those things deepen a little bit of who you are. Like every conversation you have, whether it be a deep conversation or a very surface level conversation, it probably left an impact. One, maybe you don't remember. One, it could be a conversation you'll remember forever, that day at the park when that dad said something that you weren't expecting. All of that, though, enriches your life. And it's something that we also inherently want in our life. So if you're a dad listening to this, there is something that is often not talked about, that tribes, being surrounded with people that you can talk to, lean on, have a real conversation about what's going on. We were part of a tribe for hundreds and thousands and millions of years. And it's only in the last few hundred years that we thought we could start doing life alone. And you realize when you start saying hello, you realize the potential for something great on the other side. You realize that that simple hello in any different situation could be the one crack of light that you need and that you've always waited for in your life. I can say when you identify the ability to start saying hello and you start working on this basic skill, and for me, it was friendships, but the idea of practicing and saying hello was one of the very fundamental things that allowed me to start figuring out who I was. And a lot of dads that I talk to run into this idea that they really don't know who they are anymore. Maybe they've got the perfect American dream. They've got the house, they've got the wife, they've got the family, they've got the car, they've got everything that American society says makes a successful person. But in the inside, where you don't talk about at dinner parties, you still might feel like you're missing something. And a lot of times, that's because you're missing that human connection of one conversation to another. And life can be very overwhelming. On many days, life will give you more than you can handle. And when life gives you more than you can handle, you need to be able to share the load. But if you don't have people to share the load, you won't be able to kind of take that burden off of your shoulders. There's only so much your shoulders can bear. And this is why tribes thrived, because you shared the load with the people around you. But it goes back to the very beginning of the story. I didn't have friends to share the load with. I was carrying a burden on my shoulders, a feeling, a desire, a purpose of connection that I wasn't honoring. And so when I went with this simple idea of creating friendships, that simple idea, and then learning how to say hello, and then learning what it could do, was that very first step that helped open up all the other doors that I wanted to do in my life. It started feeding me in a way that I hadn't been feeded before. And I'm talking about like that, to close that gap, to fill up your cup. Because when you have a solid connection with another dad, there is something, you just feel better. You feel excited. You feel energized. You feel no longer alone. How many veterans out there, how many dads just go through like, they just are by themselves. They don't have any time to be with other dads. They're just so caught up in life and family and practice and sports that all of that is just what they assume is what life's supposed to be. But what you don't realize is those simple hellos that you may miss at the grocery store, the gas station, There are so many pivotal points in your life to say hello that those pivotal points can be those one step, that one step that starts to take you towards that feeling and closing that gap of that feeling and moving to that life that you know you're meant for, but maybe don't have. And as we ramp up this first lesson, I want to leave with this idea that as we work through this course on the idea of building friendships and why they're important and how they can change your life, understand and that you are always one conversation away from something amazing coming into your life, and you will miss 100% of those shots that you don't take. But you have to remember the power of hello is where it all begins.